I remember as a child growing up that I would experience growing pains. Do you remember those days? Have you ever had them? Boy, they hurt. Well, sometimes as a Christian, we too will experience growing pains. God is concerned about your character, and He may prune us from time to time that we might bear fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. It's imperative for your Christian growth.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you join us today on Truth in Fact, and we are in the Gospel according to John chapter 15, and we're dealing with growing pains. That's right. You know, this is a great passage in the Scripture in dealing with Christian purpose and Christian growth, and God has a purpose for every child of God, and that purpose is that we bear fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. And in the process of that, the vine dresser, the Lord God, will prune us from time to time. It may be uncomfortable. We don't like it. It might even be painful. But yet, it's necessary for the Christian growth. Now, understand something. The fruit in your life determines the kind of Christian that you are. Fruit is a dead giveaway. You can stand there and say what you think you are, but fruit tells the real story. The question we must ask ourselves is this: what kind of Christian am I today? What's being manifested in my life? What do other people see? Well, friend, let's probe a little deeper in the subject, because the Lord desires the fruit of the Spirit to be evident in our lives. God doesn't want us to be bare. He doesn't want you to become stagnant or stale. He doesn't want you to become lukewarm, passive, or lackadaisical. He desires to bring your life to the place that when people look at you, that they don't really see you, but they see Jesus in you, to where Christ has increased and you have decreased, to where Jesus has ascendancy or dominance or supremacy in your life. Isn't that the progression of the Holy Spirit working in the Christian? I like the Scripture that says, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." There's a progressive action here. What is that? God is changing us. He is progressively sanctifying you and I. You know, Paul deals with the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control." Now, the object of this is not to discuss each of the attributes, but the point is that when people see these qualities in your life, they will see something of great significance, and that something should be Jesus, because every one of these attributes listed as the fruit of the Spirit is every fragment of who Jesus is. And in other words, Jesus is the sum or entirety of the fruit of the Spirit. For instance, how about love? Jesus is the epitome of love. The Bible says God is love. Or joy, Jesus is joy unspeakable, full of glory. Or peace, Jesus is the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Or long-suffering, God is forever patient with us. Kindness and goodness, these can only speak of the nature of Jesus. Faithfulness, He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Gentleness, self-control, speaks of humility. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. Well, my beloved, how can these characteristics be in us if we are not saved or born again? How can we have the love of God if the love of Jesus is not in our heart? Or how can we have His joy or peace unless Christ dwells within our heart? You see, the fruit of the Spirit is the true characteristic of the Christian life. It's the evidence of the Spirit-filled Christian and that the Spirit of God dwells within you. I believe that it's imperative that there be evidence of the Christian experience. Why? Because there are those who profess to be saved, but their life or lifestyle proves otherwise. If one is really saved by God's power, then there should be some evidence of this encounter. May people see the character of Christ in you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.